Perfect. We should get started.
Whoa!
Wow. Good maybe morning. Go again. Try again.
A little more oomph.
It's Thursday, January something, and this is Dad So Hard.
Yep. Welcome.
Good morning.
I am one of your hosts, Danny McCartney, father extraordinaire.
If
threw you off there by introducing myself first.
If you should say so yourself. I am the, I guess, other co-host, Vinny Dunleavy, father.
We're also joined by...
Let's just be real here. I have two kids.
We're also joined by our producer extraordinaire, Brodsky, Daniel Brodsky.
Hello, hello. On the ones and twos.
He's been working on our best of 2018 episode. Coming soon.
Coming very soon.
Coming
very
to soon. Early 2020.
thank you for tuning in to our second episode of 2019. We hope you loved our interview last week with Mr. Scotty Schiller. If you have not listened to it, it's a good one.
Yeah. And if you didn't like it, that's too bad.
We still have photos coming in of people's with their cats and dogs, so please send them in. And I did want to do a quick update on my dinner. So I did not do me and Danny were a little bit talking about New Year's resolutions. He does not have one, or he had one, but it was not, or he didn't really have one.
Eat a little better.
Eat a little
Don't
better.
Eat like an asshole.
Don't eat like an asshole. What? Nah. So
I ate like fried chicken, I think, 6 times in 1 week.
Fried chicken's been my guilty pleasure, too.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
I go to Sticky's, which is like this chicken finger place.
It's over here, 4 blocks away.
Yeah, they're actually one of the best.
Extra caramel sauce. One day I got it twice. I went for lunch and then I went for dinner like on my commute home. And the guy looks at me and he goes, "Were you just here a couple hours ago?" I go, "Yeah." But it wasn't because he recognized me. He goes, "I thought so. No one else gets extra caramel sauce."
That's so good.
I love how within just a 4 week period, you're now a regular at Sticky's and he knows your order.
Yeah.
You are known
for
that.
You're the caramel
guy.
Yeah, you're the extra caramel guy. You're about to have a heart attack? Yeah, I thought so.
But what makes that? So what makes eating, I guess you said you're trying not to eat like an asshole.
Yeah, like basically don't have the fried chicken guy know me by my order.
Yeah, that's not going to help you. That's not going to help your dad bod.
Yeah, exactly.
When I had my Chinese place know me by my name, that's when I stopped going.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
It's like you have to.
Yep.
Wait, you owned a Chinese restaurant?
No,
oh my God.
I used to get Chinese
once a week. Oh, you
go
to a Chinese
me.
Place.
Yeah.
Not and owned.
I haven't told you the story?
No.
The last time I ever went, I walk up the stairs and I see a big giant C on their on their door.
You can't.
And I had called in my order and like, "Okay, Daniel, you know, we'll see you soon." And so like I make eye contact with them in there
and they see you look at the C.
And I walk back down the stairs. And I still think to this day they have my
waiting for
my
you.
Waiting, there, waiting yeah. for me at the door.
100%.
It's probably now
I hate that,
over.
Though, because like I passed by a place, Daniel's Bagels, and I wanted to go just because it had my name in the title, and it was a B, and I didn't because of that. But if this was 10, 15 years ago, I'm eating there probably every day.
So wait, you don't
and
eat a B?
every day. Because it's in my head. It's in my head. Like, why not just go to the A next door? But meanwhile, that B probably just meant, I don't know.
Well,
the temperature was a degree under what it should have been. You know,
eating. I guess an A is a must.
It's so easy
B,
to get
I,
a B.
I don't, a B, I don't think I would even Google. I would still do a B.
It's so
a C is a
no because it's
don't eat.
But even a C is like
so, no. You can look them up.
No, I know, but there's certain things that are like so many points against
right,
it. Like
right.
If a guy doesn't have gloves on, that's a D. I think.
Yeah.
You know how many fucking places we eat at that don't even realize that they don't wear gloves? They just knew that the inspector was coming,
right.
And they put on gloves.
Yeah, like
you know what I mean?
A hot food item wasn't stored properly.
Yeah.
A cold food item. Yeah, like it's all those kind of things. But there are ones that you look up and you see like rodents and rats.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that.
Gives it the flavor, you know? Yeah.
In the new year, we support A and B's, C's are question marks. Yep. But in today's episode, we're going to give you a little preview. There's a lot going on in the news about dads. We're going to talk about it. I never gave my own New Year's resolution. Quick update based on last week's episode is how many times did I have dinner with my family this week? And we did it once. Partly because
this week wasn't a good week.
Well, we were away for 4 days because In case everybody wants to congratulate me on Instagram, it is my wife's 10-year anniversary.
Oh my God,
tomorrow. Tomorrow is our actual, the 18th.
Wow.
Which was the Sunday morning of Martin Luther King Day weekend, 5 days after.
So why don't you do something this weekend coming up?
Because it was more affordable to do it the weekend before.
Love it.
Makes sense. Yeah, you got to stay 3 nights this weekend.
I live my life as if I'm not a all-inclusive resort.
I know what you're doing.
What?
Who took care of the kids?
Our au pair. And then my father, who decided that she had it covered, so he would show up for an hour and then leave.
Oh, I said,
what are you doing? You have to sleep at my house. He was like, oh, but she said I could leave. I go, of course. She's not going to debate you. Yeah. You go, can I leave?
She's not going to demand that you stay.
I can't.
It's her boss's dad.
Yeah, Mr. Dunleavy, you really shouldn't go.
I mean, my father, I love you. He will never listen to this podcast. However, I had to explain to him on Monday morning, oh, part of the issue, Dad, is like, if something was to happen, we just needed somebody who's related to my children in the house. So like our au pair was fine and they were okay, but he was just like, well, I mean, then what happened was, the best was, on Sunday night, my son was acting terrible all day. And they got home and there was my au pair and another au pair friend took the kids to a park. And apparently they came home and said Shane was just being a problem all day and had a headache. So the other girl was saying goodbye, and instead of just saying goodbye, Shane took one of like his toys and like threw it at her. It was like goodbye, and I like, chucked it in her face.
Jesus.
So my father decided to get all high and mighty, called him over, had a 5-minute conversation about how it was wrong, and then said, so consequently, I'm now leaving. And decided his punishment was Grandpa had to go home. And
all
I was
right.
like, Dad, that's not how you punish the kid. You're punishing the au pair who just got hit in the face. Like, what are you doing? He's like, well, your son needs to learn manners. That's not how he talks to people, and I'm not going to be around that.
He's not wrong.
He's not. Hello, but you're, in this situation, I still needed childcare. I was like, well.
Yeah. So I was under the impression that you had come home at that point.
No, I was. I get a phone call, and I was like, where are you? He's like, I left. Your son's terrible. I was like, I can't. I was like, really, Dad? Come on.
I laid out
how was the trip, though?
Laid out a couple of knives, and I got the hell out of there.
Loaded the guns.
I'll show him.
Loaded the guns and said, see you later, kid. Yeah. Russian roulette. Spin it. Spin it or win it. We did have a great weekend. I would give a shout out to Manchester.
You went skiing, right?
No, my wife doesn't like physical winter activities. We did motorized activities. So
I was going to say, there was like all these pictures of you in the snow.
In the snow. No, we did snowmobiling, and then we did a Land Rover drive.
Didn't do any tubing?
No, we didn't know physical activity.
That tubing is literally like...
No, for
yeah.
4 days, I realized how much...
Quite easy.
In this country, you could actually get around and never walk. So we drove for 4 hours, got to Manchester, walked into the resort, went and had lunch, walked back to our room, watched a movie, walked to dinner, which was like not a far walk.
Yeah.
Walked to a bar and then went to bed again. So like, and then nice. We woke up in the morning, went to the spa.
Love
and then
that.
We laid at the jacuzzi, laid around all day, walked to lunch, came back, watched another movie, walked to a bar,
it's
had some drinks,
awesome
then walked
yeah,
to dinner.
Kidding me?
It was just a lot of walking to drink,
yeah.
to eat.
Love
walking.
That.
Yeah. And then we did on Sunday, we did a Land Rover drive. So we spent 2 hours in a car driving off the road, which was, if anybody, I'll never afford a Land Rover because it was expensive, but it was like amazing what I learned about off-road driving. Since I've never done it. On the movies, they all show these guys that are like going 30 miles an hour and the cars up and down.
No, you go like 10 miles an hour.
No, you go like 5.
What?
Like,
okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah. We were going at top speed. I hit like 6 miles an hour. You're going like 2 miles to 6 because the car is literally, and even at 2 miles an hour, you're like on this, like the car's like an 80 degree angle and you're still like hitting every bump. Like you cannot go fast.
Were you driving?
Yeah. So they give you like a 10-minute, how to handle the car and like the rules of like what you have to do to drive these hills. And then mm-hmm. they just like, we switched off for an hour and drove. It was so cool.
That is cool.
And a range, $120,000 Range Rover. It was nice to drive for an hour since I probably won't ever drive one again.
You never know.
You never know. Maybe when dare to vision, I'll vision board that.
Yeah.
And then we went snowboard. The best thing we did was, many things, but snowmobiling at night. So that we went to Strand and they closed at 5 o'clock when everybody's off the ski. They let
slopes.
People go on a tour of the snowmobiles. So we went up to the mountain
it's
and nobody
cool.
else signed up. So it was just me, my wife, and the instructor.
Oh, wow.
So we followed and I got the snowmobile up to, at one point, my top speed was like 40 miles an hour.
Oh my God.
I was like,
watch out for
awesome.
This guy.
I did almost fall off a mountain. Because you have to turn, and snowmobiles slide a lot, so you have to really lean into it.
Oh, no shit, yeah.
But in the middle of a turn, I was like literally 5 feet from like the edge of the cliff, and I was like, this isn't good.
Yeah, that's probably fun.
That's awesome. So you would...
I would love it.
You'd go off the mountain.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You should, if you went this weekend, I think you would have got a little fresh pow.
Yes, it would have been.
Skiing this
weekend. They, where? Yeah. Vermont.
I'm going to Killington in a few weeks.
Oh, nice.
Going upstate. This
nice.
Weekend.
Yeah, I mean it was cold. I learned to wear long johns.
Do you ever take the kids skiing?
We did 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. We did with Emily, and she did a buddy slope.
Okay.
I have been avoiding it because there's just it's one thing. There's so much stuff. It's the equipment.
It gets expensive.
It's not cheap. Like yeah. It was our anniversary.
And
so
you
want to
do lessons because you want them to learn the proper way.
Yeah, and you got
to
get the wardrobe. I mean, we bought her one time we went skiing, we bought her a ski outfit.
Yeah.
And that was
and
the
then
last
they're never going to wear it again because by the next year they're grown out of it.
Yeah, a year later.
You can rent.
You can't rent clothes.
You probably can. Like a snowsuit, you could probably rent a snowsuit.
For kids, I'm sure.
Clothes, like the underlayers, sure, you'd need. But like the actual like outer snowsuit, well, you could probably rent that.
I don't have any ski stuff, and I go like 4 times a year.
Oh,
and see, what do you rent it?
I rent the equipment.
The equipment,
even like
the equipment, I would rent.
Even a tire.
And my jacket, I just wear like a regular jacket. And I wear snow pants.
You snow pants.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but
yeah.
The thing is, and I don't necessarily worry about how much you have to wear. But when you're there, think about all the equipment now you have. You rented it. You're carrying it.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have your own skis or boots.
You have two kids.
You don't have your own skis or boots.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever do that.
Wait, that's crazy. Actually.
No, and then you have your kids, and your kids are not carrying. My son doesn't even want to walk.
I mean,
he wants
I guess
to be carried.
Stuff is obviously a mini.
But still has to carry it.
But
yeah.
Like, but it
and they're not carrying it, so it's just additional shit for you to carry.
So I would do. But my wife was sold on the winter sports, so next year we may do a day where we bring the kids and put them. But everybody you talk to now,
what do you think's too? What do you think's the age to take kids skiing?
Everybody says the younger the better. I would think 4.
Yeah, but okay, younger the better, but like
4.
4?
4 would be the earliest. Shane could have, he could probably do it this season. Like I could put him in a ski school because he's 4 and a half. I would think 4 is, people say early, but I think 4 where you could leave him in a school, they can talk to the instructor.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're fine.
It just seems like my worst nightmare if you spend like $2,000 on a whole weekend.
And then
and
they
your
fucking
kids
hate
like,
it.
Hate it.
Yeah.
And like, Dad, can we leave? Like, couldn't we just go home? Like,
it's the reason why you don't want to do anything because you're where, like, my daughter right now
you're
is like,
so worried about, like, even like,
they don't know.
It's even like, even with Disney, like, a kid's first time at Disney when they're old enough to have opinions, mm-hmm. you know, you don't fucking know if they're going to like it or not. Like, you judge by, like, what they watch on TV. You're like, hey, like that's what you try to tell him. Like the month leading up, it's like, hey, you're gonna see him, you're gonna meet this guy, you're gonna go to his house.
Okay.
You know, but you never know until you do these things.
Yeah,
like you know what you want to do as an adult,
but a 5-year old has no clue. No,
so same thing. Like we're asking, Brady's birthday is in May. Brady, who do you want at your birthday party? Bumblebee. Literally a week later, Brady, who do you want at your birthday party? Scooby-Doo. We got to book these guys now. So figure it out.
Irrelevant.
Yeah. But like that's the thing. Like we got to book this Bumblebee.
We're the assholes. Why are we asking? It's because we're idiots.
That's what I said to Mary Jane.
We want to be good
dads.
Oh,
I don't ask. I don't know. Mary Jane asked.
I ask.
I told her not to ask. Mm. I said, we'll make a theme party. Absolutely. We don't need to get the guy to come.
No.
Like,
don't know.
I can do something. I'll figure something out. You know what I mean? I'll rent a fucking buggy. I'll just drive up.
You have to remind your wife. Don't you know who you're married to?
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Costume dad.
Seriously. I'll dress up as Scooby-Doo.
I am costume father.
Kidding me? Like we don't need to order these guys.
So send us
lock him in for $250 an hour.
I want to know out there, our listeners, where what do you guys think about ski vacations? But just vacation planning in general with your kids. Give us some ideas. I'm sort of running out of them for the spring and summer.
Winter too, man.
And also if they're inexpensive, I live
all
my life
for it.
Yeah, Danny's
no
like,
inexpensive. I'm
inexpensive,
all for
yeah.
It. Yeah.
I want some good ideas.
Yeah.
And send them our way.
Yeah.
We're gonna. I don't know if this is a hard. I was gonna say we're making a hard right.
Let's get into it.
Left turn. So if you're in the news, if you're not in the news, if you've been
following
on social
the news?
Media, which if you're a dad, most likely you're not. But if you are reading the paper, you've probably seen Gillette has put this new ad out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is about trying to get men to be better men. First question, Danny, do you use a Gillette razor? Do you use a razor?
I'm trying to think of what I have. I have a razor. Yes, it's Gillette.
I'm an electric.
I have an electric razor also. It depends what mood I'm in.
Oh, really? You do either electric or
no, blade? My skin's actually pretty good, so it just takes whatever I throw at it. I also have a single blade razor.
What the
That's
insane.
Old school.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. That's right next to your cigar holder.
That's the best shave, to be honest with you. The single blade. you get the best shave. It gets so close and it like exfoliates. Like, it's good for your skin.
I have to use an electric razor. My hair grows in 1,000 directions, and if I use a blade, I'm a bloody mess.
I'm telling you, single blade.
I remember
Try the single blade.
The first time I shaved.
Single blade, the first couple times you get bloody, but like it's just about like figuring out the touch.
Does your barber do it in the back when you get a clean cut?
Mary Jane. I have Mary Jane do it.
Yeah. My barber right here, every time I'm done, he gives me a...
Oh yeah, with the razor blade.
The back of my neck, that doesn't get bloody. My neck, I remember in high school, the first time I shaved, that was probably like 25. I was a late bloomer. But I just remember I did it and it was like, I was like, Dad, why is there blood everywhere? And he was like, I don't know. I was like, can I have one of those septic pen? It was like, I basically needed like to paint my neck.
Yeah.
And then my mother's like, well, your hair. I was like, I can't. So now I use an electric razor.
I'll tell you a pretty emasculating story before we get further into the topic. First time I shaved, I was like, oh, I got to shave. Like I'm getting this mustache. I was like seventh or eighth grade. And my mom was like, you don't have to shave yet. You're too young to shave. And I was like, I think I just need to shave. She goes, we'll take care of that. She goes, we'll just wax it off.
Oh.
Ooh.
She had a home waxing kit.
Were you for your the neck? Youngest?
No.
Oh, you were the oldest?
Oldest boy, yeah.
Okay.
So my mom heated up the wax, put it on my upper lip. Well, she's not a professional. It was too hot, and she gave me like second degree burns on my upper lip.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah, so that was the first time I got rid of my facial hair.
That's painful. So this, we're gonna post a link. I mean, you're probably gonna find it. Google it. It's an ad that's called We Believe, and it's all about seeing is this the best men can get. So there's an online debate going on over the
everything.
Over everything about this ad. Number one, I don't think though. I think the point of it. You can't disagree with. Should we be better?
So the ad just is basically showing all the hot topics in the sexual misconduct that's been hot in the streets and
I'm gonna read the voiceover. I'm gonna do a dramatic reading of the voiceover of this ad. Okay.
Okay. Ready for it? That'll describe it better than I will. I'm already like past PC.
Speak a little louder.
We can't hide from it. It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off, making the same old excuses. But something finally changed, and there will be no going back, because we believe in the best in men, to say the right thing, to act the right way. Some already are, in ways big and small, but some is not enough, because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
Oh, Jesus.
Gillette. So
the best in men can get.
First of all, the biggest issue I have on this is they want guys to, and they're tackling what we'll call toxic masculinity, mm-hmm. which I've read about. Apparently the scientists are saying it's not an attack on masculinity, it's an attack on toxic masculinity, which is like the 2 percenters mm-hmm. that are lunatics. The issue is, and if you watch NFL football this Saturday or mm-hmm. Sunday, the New England Patriots, one of the best teams in football, a sport where men get together and destroy each other, happens in Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
So for the brand that supports...
Although it won't be.
Why?
They're playing Kansas City.
They're away.
Yeah, next week. However, the Patriots play in Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
They support the number one football team in the last decade.
2 decades.
For that brand to then all of a sudden, a day after that game, and be like, oh, like be better. Well, I just think you have to choose your lane. You can't support like one of the most violent sports, like compared to MMA. I mean, football is dangerous.
You can do both. You're a brand. You have to.
Yeah, correct. But now they're moving from being a brand to being like this point of this ad though is to try to make a point on society. I mean,
the point of that brand, that ad, is to go viral, which it did.
Correct, but most people on the internet, most guys who are their clients, are throwing out their razor
blades.
Yeah,
they're throwing out their razor blades. Okay.
They're like, don't talk down to me, because I think women
guys,
probably love the ad.
I guarantee you, all the guys that are boycotting on social media, next time they go to CVS, next time they go to Duane Reade, what razor blades are they going to get?
Schick.
Schick, are they? They're probably not. They probably have, they're probably half the people that are involved in a delivery service, which just gives them whatever the fuck they get.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
You're not going to change your race. It's like when everyone boycotted Nike for supporting Colin Kaepernick. Okay, I don't think Nike gives a shit about
their core customers.
Correct. Small group of men that burned their tennis shoes.
See, I disagree though, because part of me thinks if you think about who the Gillette most guys, so the younger guys, I think the guys, and I've heard this in this podcast, because we are supporters of being the new dad. It is about we're not saying we support toxic masculinity, but I think there's a balance of redefining masculinity, which is I think what this ad wants to do. But I would argue that is a generation of new fathers growing up that are doing that. Most of that generation though do not actually shave. A lot of the guys that support this sentiment are all like wearing beards and don't actually use razors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you go back to who is their core audience, the core audience, a lot of it in theory may be guys who are older,
are the football fans
yeah. who are like F you Gillette, I'm going to do what I right, want to do.
What I'm saying is the culture that we live in and like the media landscape or whatever, people are just so stupid and over the top. The fact that they can't take a step back and realize that a brand is just trying to be relevant and touch on a topic that's in the news and just say like, hey, guys, like basically to my point about like dieting, like they're basically just saying, hey, guys, don't be assholes. Yeah, that's fine. We know that. We didn't need you to say that, but you said it. Fine. Okay. We won't.
I agree, but I don't
like and the fact that people think that anyone cares that they're boycotting Gillette. I guarantee you, by the next time they need razors, they forgot that they're boycotting Gillette, because that's what social media is. Like, people get all up in arms and crazy for a week, 48-hour cycle. And then forget about it.
Well,
this ad's forgotten by next week.
The 2 points there are, number one, the guys on social media that are actually doing it, I would argue, if they do use Gillette, are not going to go back to Gillette, because they're the guys that will do the Dollar Shave Club. And the guys,
I guarantee you,
the guys who use Gillette are not on social media, most of them.
So the people that are boycotting it probably aren't even using Gillette to begin with.
Yes. They probably like went to the store.
People love to boycott things and have a voice that they don't even care about. Mm-hmm. Like, just to jump on bandwagon. People just love to jump on bandwagons.
Do you think people went to Duane Reade, bought a Gillette razor, put it in their toilet, and then took a photo for Instagram?
1,000. Guarantee you people went out of their way to buy Gillette to try to take a photo. So guess what? You just helped Gillette.
It's so fun to kick someone while they're down.
Yeah.
That's what all these people are just doing.
People are see what's trending sometimes. But I guess, they just check the hashtags and jump on it.
What annoys me is this.
Stupid.
I do think what annoys me about
and
it is...
And people get so crazy. Like, I was reading some of the tweets where it's like, hey, Gillette, I'm not ashamed to be a man. Like, nowhere in the ad did Gillette say you should be ashamed to be a man.
Correct, but
like, they weren't man shaming. They were just saying, "Hey, don't rape women.
Let's be a little better."
Yes. But but Danny,
don't bully. It piggybacked on bullying.
But
it's like,
do you feel like they're
piling
on?
Hey, just because I'm a man, I'm a bully? No, they didn't say that. They just said, "Don't be one."
But
it could have been geared towards women too.
Yes, but the issue I have is that they're piling on.
I would love if Gillette did it for women too.
No, but this
if they released a woman's ad about like bullying.
Oh, you start bullying? Women.
No, stop bullying.
No, I think it would be the
with
worst.
With like body shaming and shit like that. Like the things that how women bully, like with body shaming and.
Oh no, I think the women's ad would be like a Sheryl Sandberg lean in. It would be like, women, it's our time. Lean in.
No,
I'd be punching people. That's right. Be more aggressive.
I think Gillette doubles down and does the same type of ad they did for the men, but for women. Then what do you have to say negative about them? They didn't shame men. They're not pro anyone. They're
correct,
just saying, hey, everyone, be better.
Nobody's trying to get women to be less aggressive. They're trying to get women to be more aggressive. They're trying to get women to fight for their promotions. No, the Gillette ad's going to be like, we could be better women. And you have a woman walk into their boss's office. I deserve double pay. Then the next scene's going to be a girl like going like, shut up, husband. Punch him in the face. You could be better, women. Stand up for your rights.
Why, you know what? We are
in a pile on about... let's get men. Right now, this podcast.
You know what would be an awesome razor ad?
A popular topic.
You know what would be an awesome razor ad? If they were just like, don't use us on your wrist.
Oh my God.
Use us on your face.
That would be. We should just go back to how to videos. Let's show you.
PSAs, the GI Joe PSAs.
I'm excited for SNL's spoof of this.
Oh, there's gonna be It's I guarantee you, if SNL is listening, it should be an ad.
If SNL is listening,
they are. I guarantee. No, they're gonna get all
the most outrageous things that Vinny's gonna say in 2018. Hey, in case SNL listening, you heard to our first podcast.
They're gonna take all those female characters in SNL. 80 Bryant, I love them all. But they're gonna do a commercial, and it's gonna be women. Mm. We can be better, and they're all gonna be aggressive women that are just punching each other out. Because that,
I think they go the dark route and do the suicide one. I'll tell you, that'll be a hit.
No, they're not. You're wrong.
That'll be a hit.
I think hands down, you're wrong. And ultimately, fundamentally,
I don't support suicide. By the way,
does anybody?
No. Just had to get that out there.
But I think you do support the Me Too movement and making men feel worse about ourselves. I just don't want my advertising.
Me?
I want to watch my shows. Yes. This ad makes you feel, if you're a guy, it's like one more, it's like punch me in the face.
No,
okay, I get it. Get it. I can't speak. I can't do anything.
No, here's what I hate. First of all, I'm not about that at all. I hate the mentality that everyone takes, not just men, that everyone takes that the world is on fire because a media because a advertising company fucking said something. Mm. No, they're just trying to be relevant and catchy and have a viral ad.
You realize like how much research and like focus groups went into
this.
That commercial getting out.
Like, yeah, the majority.
I wonder. I think this is like. I think there's a lot of creative folks that just like.
It's the same thing.
Really?
It's the same thing.
Putting a commercial of that magnitude out.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Like I'm telling you, with Nike, with the Colin Kaepernick ad, and everyone went crazy over the Colin Kaepernick thing with Nike, and I'm not saying I support or against it either way.
Why not? Just have an opinion.
Fuck you.
Danny.
But listen,
what are you,
listen, and everyone went crazy, and they were saying, "Oh my God, see what happens to Nike by supporting Colin Kaepernick. The stock went down. Yeah. They're plummeting. They're gonna lose." Literally 2 days after that, they were the highest stock, the highest the price has ever been. But then no one ever talked about that.
Right.
But it was like, it's just like these brands do this to make money.
Well, no,
they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not about having an opinion. They're just trying to make money.
We're going to track.
They're just trying to make money.
And they're trying to disrupt.
The
problem
is
Nike.
When it comes down to
it,
I guarantee you, Gillette doesn't give a fuck about what you do.
No, they want.
They just want you to buy their brand.
Correct. But their brand isn't doing well, and I think this actually is going to not. I don't think.
Is their brand not doing well?
They're not doing well. Men are not shaving. AKA why the three
and
of us
there's all those like, you know, Dollar Shave Club and
Harry's.
So I'm just saying the point of it was to bring in more guys. If they were on top of the world and they didn't worry about their business, then yes, I totally get it. They're actually trying. I don't think what they did is going to bring in more guys.
I think they might be trying to be going after the millennials because they see that they've totally lost out on them.
Go to San Francisco and Brooklyn. Most young millennials do not shave.
Then how is Dollar
Shave Club?
Yes, you
still have to shave.
How is Dollar Shave Club?
They still shave. They groom. Those guys don't just let their beards run wild.
Correct, but they're not shaving. The problem is the Gillette razors. I think
you need to shave often. Yeah,
it's high frequency. Harry's. It, you know what I mean. So there's it's redistributing the business.
Right.
So I don't know where Danny. We really went in a million directions in that way.
Yeah. Hot topic.
It was a hot topic.
What else we got?
I don't know. So the last thing, there was a list, and this is sort of not really breaking news, but a little disappointing to us.
Oh, yeah, the top 100 dads by Fatherly. Fuck you guys. We're not on it.
And I don't know, like, do dads want to read about top 100 dads?
No.
I mean,
dads barely want to listen to us.
I know. I describe us as the sports center of fatherhood.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's what I say we are.
For top 10.
Because dads, I don't want dad. I look at what I listen to. Which is why. So if you're listening and you know a father who's
we should make that our intro. Like us doing it so there's no like copyright infringement.
That would be good.
Us singing it.
Yeah. No. We should make our intro Round Ball Rock.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Me too. That's our new intro.
That's good. I don't know that song.
Are you kidding me? NBA on NBC. But now Fox uses it for college hoops. Oh, yeah. And they overuse the shit out of it.
I mean, I would too.
Like, I've watched a few college games where they use it. Every chance they get, like, while the game is being played, they start... They overuse it so much.
It makes me so happy.
Yeah. Like, but it got to a point where I was like, okay, Fox. Enough. We get it. You bought the song.
So we're not on the list.
Anyway, we're not on the list.
We're not, but
yeah.
I don't
so
who, I didn't even
write know. Into Fatherly and complain. And basically, complain and is what
and
we're trying to say.
List. Get us on the list. Anyway, we are going to be here next week.
We're going to be here next week and every week thereafter. Thank you again for listening.
If you made it to the end,
please
of this,
subscribe.
If you made it to the
please
end,
please follow. Please share us. Contact us on.
I want to give away.
I want to talk about social media.
You know
stuff.
What? Before people stop listening, I want them to know, because this will be evidence of that they listened to the end. If you actually have listened to this entire podcast, send us an email and we will send you a T-shirt.
With the subject.
Yeah.
With the subject, I listened to the whole thing. So if you email us at dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com.
Or if you Instagram us or Twitter us or get in contact with us anyway. So email would be dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com.
Dying to give away a T-shirt.
Instagram, Facebook would be @dadsohardpodcast. Twitter would be @dadsohardpod. And if we already gave you a T-shirt, if you already have a T-shirt, you can't get it again.
Yes, you can. If you've listened to this
you
whole
can
thing,
get it again.
You can get it again. We're rewarding good behavior. Hello, it's like your kids. Reward good behavior. Come
all right.
On.
Thanks for
later,
listening.
People.
Peace.